following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate Batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1, that's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, sports director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Gonna take on LSU. Didn't buy you banger down there. There to go. That's D-A-U-X. There to go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too. We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And then there were two. As we said on this show, this is exactly what the television networks wanted. This is what the world wanted. You get New York and you get New England. You get the biggest market in the country and you get Boston. It's the Red Sox and the Yankees. And God, how I despise it. This is twice now in my life that I have been close. This is as close I've ever got to picking the Super Bowl winner. Had Minnesota, Chris Carter was back on there today. Had Minnesota, not the year that they blew the field goal like Billy Cundiff did yesterday, but the year that they got beat 41-0 by the Giants in the championship game. I had them that year at 40-1, and Baltimore was my pick at the beginning of the year on this show, and you had Atlanta. Just ain't happening.
No, Douglas, but it was two. Could they have been better football? I mean, as far as competitive.
They were very, very good football games until the very end.
And how about, Lee Evans, the catch that's not made in the end zone that would have put every, when the Baltimore Ravens got Lee Evans, what a huge pickup. Everybody thought it was going to be. He did absolutely not a thing all year long. He would have silenced every critic and every person ripping Ozzie Newsome saying, why did we get this guy? He just couldn't hold on to the football. That one catch would have certainly just silenced everybody.
I told you, Joe Flacco. I told you he was going to have a good day, great day. I didn't know that he'd outplay Tom Brady as badly as he did, and then still, I hate to see it come down to that. We've got a rant to come on here. Coming up on the show today, Scott Shanley of the New Orleans Saints, his thoughts on who's left and his thoughts on the Super Bowl. Also, Riker Fife, Grand Island All-Stater, is going to make his college commitment today live on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's another first for our show, and we appreciate Riker deciding to do that. It's down to UNK and Nebraska. Pretty big. One way or the other, and that's what it's down to. And he is set to join us just after 11:30 to make his commitment today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony, why nobody's really talked about this too much on this morning that I've heard. This is why we used to get bored with everybody saying, "Hey, don't forget special teams. Offense, defense. Well, don't forget special teams." Both games yesterday came down to special teams at the end. The fumble on the kick, on the punt, and then the missed field goal, which there's just no excuse for, Billy Cundiff. There's absolutely, you just don't miss that. It wasn't a 48-yarder. It wasn't a 53-yarder. It was a 32-yarder puke. And, of course, again, if the tables were turned, that would never happen to the favorite. That would never happen to a New York or a New England or a dynasty team. It just wouldn't. So there you go. They get what they want. Congratulations. But why do we have replay? And the more I'm hearing it this morning, and we had an argument yesterday while we were watching the game, not me and you, but some of the folks. Some people agreed with me, some didn't. The Lee Evans, where they punched the ball out of his hands, it was close enough to review. We take time to do everything in the world to look at stupid reviews. We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it may not, when it's not ruled a touchdown? Everything ruled a touchdown, then we'll see. Yeah. I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up. Greg Jennings catch. And we don't even buzz them. There's nothing the coach can do. When it's under 2 minutes, it's out of their hands. They can't ask for a review.
And they review every scoring play. So it would have been reviewed had the guy put his hands up that it's a touchdown. But since it's not a touchdown, you don't review it. Now, looking back on it, it wouldn't have been a catch. Would they ever have reviewed it?
Probably would not have been a catch, but it was a lot closer than people gave it credit for on just the first blink. I mean, they did replay it on the telecast a couple times, and it was close enough to look at. All he had to do was get that second foot down with possession, and it was very, very close.
The right call on
It's close enough that they couldn't have overturned it. But it is also close enough that if they had called it a touchdown, I'm not sure they could have overturned it.
The right call on the forward progress? Bradshaw, when they stripped the ball out of his arms?
Oh, no. No. No, that was a fumble. Who blows their whistle that quickly anytime in the NFL? But that, what are you going to do? The whistle blew. There's nothing you can do there.
You can't review it right.
So, Tony had both of his picks right. I was right on both of the spreads for the weekend. I picked Baltimore, as I said, with my heart more than my head because I had them at the beginning of the year. So now we go to the Super Bowl. New England's favored by 3.5, and it just makes me sick that I think the Giants should win the football game. I don't know what makes me think that from watching yesterday. I mean, the 49ers and Baltimore both put in a heck of an effort. But
with New York getting into the Super Bowl, the ticket prices jumped yesterday, obviously, because you get all those goofballs from New York now want to attend the game. Average ticket for a Super Bowl, Darren Revelle tweets this morning, $4,040. Average price. Face value, $800, $900, $1,200, depending on where you are located at.
Again, why is that? Because it's corporate. You're not paying $1,200, Tony Davis. You could if you went there and scalped the ticket or bought it online. But you're not going to the ticket office because they're all gone. You're not going to the ticket office.
Right.
The corporations, Coca-Cola, Anheuser-Busch, the locals were the Super Bowl, the teams. Those are the ones. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We'll start with Craig, who says, I know who can stop the Giants this year. The Huskers from 2 years ago. Why do I say that? Look at the Redskins. They have Roy Helu, Niles Paul, and others, and the Giants couldn't beat them. And then they get Prince Amukamara. He goes to New York, and in his first year, he's in the Super Bowl. Go Giants.
there's some Giants fans around. You've despised the Giants ever, you know, going back to they were the team that you said one team would get hot and it happened to be the Giants. Douglas, I think right now, they were a 9-point underdog to the Patriots earlier this year, beat the Patriots. They're playing better right now. They're playing better right now. They're playing better right now than the New England Patriots. Why are they underdogs? Am I missing something? I mean, they're the hot team right now, aren't they?
I don't know. You're the Vegas boy.
I mean, I was surprised, I guess, to be real honest with you. I was really surprised when the number came out and New York was the underdog again. And I know that Tom Brady's got a legion of supporters out there. I know that he's got I know that the public will be on they want to see the touchdown passes. I think this is going to be a shootout, though. I think there's going to be a lot of points put up in this one, even with the Giants' defense. I mean, that's the early indication with the Giants' defense playing as well as they are. I got to think that this is what you... I mean, this is you got to think that the early indication there's a lot of points scored in this one.
Oh, yeah. They were a 9-point dog because New England hadn't lost at home in 20-some games in a row, right? And it's all coming back to
24-20, November 6th.
Also, Joe Paterno, the passing over the weekend. John in Hastings says, the headline at CNN.com about the death of Joe Paterno is, quote, mourning a flawed hero, end quote. I have heard that all idols have feet of clay. We need to remember people for what they were in total, good and bad. In Paterno's case, there was so much good and a very human lapse at the end. Well put, John. If Paterno's legacy, if he's remembered because of a scumbag named Jerry Sandusky, then you don't have you're immature and you don't have the full picture. You don't have the full light. What? Again, we still don't know all the details. This is not politically correct, but Joe Pa passed it on to the authorities. Oh, but he didn't. Again, what would you do? That's what I've said all along during this. What would you do? That's all I have to say about that. Give us your thoughts on the Super Bowl. You can vote on our ESPN Hot Topic question at ESPNSuperStation.com. Who will win the Super Bowl? And vote on that. You can also fire us your emails on Paterno, on things that happened over the weekend, on the Super Bowl, anything that's out there. Love to hear from you at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy. Spell out and, A-N-D. Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperStation.com. Scott Shanley will join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Riker Fife makes his college commitment. Stay here.
Hi, it's the Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superfans. Here's how you could save some long green and be a hit around the house. Text HIVGI to 90210 to join the ESPN Radio Hy-Vee Mobile Rewards Club. Free offers and discounts will come right to your phone. Text HIVGI to 90210 and you should receive an instant reply showing you're a member. Tell everyone, your girlfriend, your wife, your buddies, and have them join too. Text HIVGI to 90210 and get started.
Look for some sunshine to develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 46. Northwest winds will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. For tonight, skies stay clear to partly cloudy, the low of 16. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36.
That's right. It's lunchtime. Chicken coop's waiting for you. Kearney, Grand Island. Great food and drink specials day and night goes on at both locations, Kearney and Grand Island. Both conveniently located, Kearney and Grand Island. It's Monday night, and that means one thing. That's right, bull fries, $5.99. Monday night,
in
the
Kearney.
Chicken coop in Kearney. Monday nights, and your friends are invited to wing it boneless style. Chicken coop from 5 to 10, boneless wings, just 40 cents each, minimum of 10 wings. You can choose from 13 different wing flavors. That's just one of the Monday specials they've got for you. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island, both downtown locations. Check them out today. Awesome, awesome wings, awesome, awesome food. Whether you want pizza, they've got it all for you. The Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Right now, Douglas, we're joined by the linebacker from the New Orleans Saints, Scott Shanley. Scott, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you back on the show, Scott. I want to put you in the shoes of one young Billy Cundiff. You hate seeing those kickers go out there. They want to be automatic. Every athlete has been in a position where something has happened at the end to either end your championship run or end your season. What's the feeling like, whether it's at a collegiate or a professional level, when it's really not in your hands anymore? And say you're a member of the Ravens yesterday. How do you feel?
Man, it's tough in a situation like that. All the work you put in all year, and it comes down to a 37-yard field goal. And, you know, most of the guys on the team are helpless at that point, and it just comes down to a snap, hold, and kick. But, you know, that's why it's a team game. I mean, everybody plays a role. And at some point in time, you know, somebody's going to be asked to win a game, whether it's make a play here or make a play there. So, you know, that's why it's the ultimate team game.
Scott, can you believe both of those games yesterday? And we talked about it before we got you on. The special teams in the 49er game. How you kind of just throw that out? It's going to come down to those two quarterbacks battling those two pretty good defenses. It really came down to special teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of times at this point in the year, you know, people look at the offense and defense and try to determine who they think are going to win games. But you know, the special teams play of any team that's going to win a Super Bowl is vital. And at this time of year, sometimes some of the technique things can slip in the special teams aspect, but usually, when you see teams, you know, advancing the Super Bowl, both those teams' special teams are at the top of their game, and it's no different than a couple years when we won it. Our special teams was playing very well, and obviously had a huge onside kick in the Super Bowl to help us win that game.
I'm just gonna say ambush.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for that reminder. Scott Shanley joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody thought that your guys' game at San Francisco the week before was an all-time great, and then it was followed up by two great games yesterday. Obviously, I'm sure it's tough to sit back and watch when you had hoped you could have been at home playing those Giants, and it comes down to a play here or there. Have you guys recovered from the San Francisco game, and can you give us your thoughts on that wild fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was a wild game. I mean, to play on the road – in that environment, it was a great playoff environment. And, you know, late in the fourth quarter, it was every team was making a play, and it just came down to who was going to make the play last. And unfortunately for us, they did. But, you know, it doesn't matter what you do during the regular season. When you get to the playoffs, all that matters is who's the better team during that four-hour span on game day. And you know, they were on that particular day. You know, you can't be -4 in the turnover ratio and expect to win. In the NFL, I think historically you're a 90-some% loser when that ratio comes out like that. But the fact that we fought back and had a chance to win the game, I think, just shows how good of a team we are and, you know, how close of a team we are to fight back. But it's tough, especially to watch that game yesterday, thinking, man, we could be hosting the Giants right now, a team who we beat, you know, by 25 points just about a month ago at home. So that's the toughest part. The toughest part is when you lose in a playoff game, you got to go back to the drawing board. You start all over with off-season workouts and training camp. And it's quite a grind just to get back to that point.
But, Scott, how close these teams are. I mean, it's one play here. These teams are so close, man on man, the talent across the NFL. But when you get to the playoffs especially, can you believe it's that close?
Well, it's just – I think the coaching, obviously the players, I think, get better every year, bigger, faster, stronger. But I think the coaching is an all-time high in the NFL. I think all the teams at this level, especially at this point in the season, are very prepared. And it becomes a chess match in a lot of occasions. And honestly, at this point, it comes down to the team who makes the least amount of mistakes. I think both teams were going to square off at this point in the season. You know, both are great teams, obviously, for getting here. But it comes down to who makes the least amount of mistakes.
Scott Shanley joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, former Husker, member of the New Orleans Saints. You mentioned those turnovers, and without using all the expletives, when you trotted back out on that field after that third one and it's 17-0, what's running through your head?
Well, honestly, we've been in that situation before over the last couple of years here. We've been down early in games and fought back to end up coming back and winning games. So the one thing about this team here is you're never going to see any panic on anybody's face. Everybody keeps their composure, and I think that's pretty rare. And, you know, we fought back. We know we have a good team. And obviously helps when you have a guy like Drew Brees running the offense and you don't ever really feel like a deficit is too large. So to fight back and really have that game right where we wanted it and then to lose it the way we did, it was such a roller coaster of emotions type game, and it definitely stung for a while.
Every one of these teams, and we said it last week, has lost to some inferior opponent. You guys lost to Tampa Bay during the year. You lost to St. Louis. How does that happen?
Well, honestly, I mean, we just talked about the talent in the NFL. There's a lot of talent on every team. Some teams obviously have more depth at certain positions, but it's just so hard from a mental aspect to get up mentally every single week, you know, no matter who you're playing. And the one thing about the NFL is if you're here physically, you must be able to play at this level, but not everybody can make it at this level mentally. And you have to be able to mentally get yourself ready every week, prepared to play at the top of your game.
How do you feel personally your season went? It looked like it was just almost as good, if not as good, as many of the last 5-6 seasons you've had with the Saints.
Yeah, it went pretty good. I mean, the main thing, I just completed year 9, and the main thing is to stay healthy. I just was relatively healthy all year, had minor bumps and bruises, but nothing major. And that's the one thing. I mean, if you can stay available to play and you're accountable, you're going to find a way to stick around. And I think that's what's helped me stick around going in my 10th year.
You say the players get bigger and stronger. Have you ever saw a tight end like Jimmy Graham? I mean, one of those freakish athletes. You just shake your head watching the guy.
Yeah, Jimmy's a special talent. He's one of those former basketball players who can run, can jump, and he's a matchup nightmare. He's too fast for linebackers, but he's too big for defensive backs to cover. So, you know, he was one of those guys last year. You know, when I did interviews and people would ask me about tight ends, who are the top tight ends in the league, and I really felt like Jimmy Graham was a top 3 tight end just based on his year last year, covering him every day in practice and just realizing his potential. And, you know, he's a great football player and even better person and really works hard to get where he is.
Scott Shanley with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. For the fans that follow, maybe aren't a Saints, Saints isn't their team, but they follow you and they like to see the high scoring and high flying Drew Brees. Who's going to be leaving this team next year? What's the makeup of this team going to look like? Who needs to re-sign? Who's some of the guys we look at? I know Drew's got to re-sign his contract, but who else is out there?
Well, you have Drew Brees, Carl Nix, Marcus Colston, Robert Meacham. Defensively, Tracy Porter. Those are just some of the guys I can think of off the top of my head. And it's probably as many key free agents as we've had over the past 4 or 5 years. So it'll be interesting what happens. Obviously, I think a lot of teams are going to be interested in those guys with their talent and their ability. So it'll be interesting come March.
So what about your Nebraska boy, Nix? Do you think there's a pretty good chance he wants to stay there?
Well, I definitely think Carl would like to stay here. Him and Jari Evans, I think they're the best guard tandem in the NFL. But when you have a talent like Carl, I think Carl's going to have a lot of interest around the league if he gets that far. I don't know if they could franchise him. Who knows what they're going to do with the franchise tag. But I think Carl is one of the top guards in the league, and there's going to be a lot of teams that really are bidding up his services, I think.
Scott, when people get franchised, if you're Carl Nix and they say, we're going to put some franchise tag on you, you get the top 5 tackles in the NFL, you take the average salary of those 5, and that's your salary, correct?
Yeah, it's a percentage of whatever the top guys are getting paid, and that's a guaranteed 1-year salary.
Okay, I think we lost Scott.
Yeah, we must have lost Scott. Let's try real quick to recapture Scott, and then got a couple more questions for him. I want to ask him, now that the season's over, how did the lockout really affect the team? Did it affect them at all? Because they went through a lot of, they got together and did a lot of workouts together, at least offensively. I don't know how many times you get together defensively and do things. But
what if we make a trade, Doug? I'm going to say Drew Brees and Scott Shanley to the Cowboys.
He's already been a Cowboy.
Well, he can come back.
Shanley's already been a Cowboy. Why would you want to leave a winning organization to come to Dallas?
If you got Drew Brees.
You imagine what the Cowboys would have to give up to get Brees. Brees ain't going anywhere. They'll pay him whatever he wants. He just set the NFL record. There's no way.
I know. It's just interesting when you hear these big names. I was just asking, when you get the franchise tag placed upon you, do you embrace that and say, hey, I'm making a nice living? You just say, damn it, I'm one of the...
Well, Scott's back with us, and Scott was just finishing up the franchise tag. Just a couple questions, Scott. Sorry about losing you there. Now that the season's over, did the lockout really affect the players that much as far as the conditioning and getting ready for the season? Did it affect you guys at all?
Well, I don't really notice much as in terms of conditioning. I think if you want to play at this level, you're going to be responsible and keep your body in shape. I think mentally some of the younger guys were really affected by not getting into off-season workouts and learning the playbooks, and some of those guys maybe didn't contribute as much as they would have. But for me, I think the lockout ended up being a plus. My body ended up feeling a lot better. I think for a lot of the older guys, having that time away and just letting your joints relax a little bit and get away from the pounding, I think it was beneficial for a lot of the older guys in the NFL.
I was just going to say, after 9 years, Scott, how does Scott Shanley feel this morning when you got out of bed?
I felt really good. I mean, nothing was aching, nothing was hurting. I have three little kids who they don't care if dad's aching anyway. They're going to run me to death. So there's really no off-season anyway.
Scott, who wins the Super Bowl? Do you stay in conference, or because you beat the Giants so bad, you think New England's a better team? Who you got?
Well, right now I think the Giants are the hotter team, but I think there's something to the payback and the revenge aspect. I think the Patriots haven't forgot what the Giants did to them when they ruined their perfect season, and I think that's going to kind of equalize the Giants being the hotter team. But the Giants' defense is playing very well. Eli Manning's playing great, but for some reason I feel like the Patriots are going to squeak one out.
Last question for you, Scott. Our next guest on the show is actually going to make his college commitment right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's a quarterback out of Grand Island. He's an all-stater, and Nebraska is one of his choices, then a lot of the D2 schools right here at UNK. What would be your selling point? What did they tell you? I know the way you went to Nebraska would be kind of like this young man would. They're offering him a walk-on spot, or else he can get a scholarship at a D2 type of school. His name's Riker Fife out of Grand Island. What would you say to a young man that had Nebraska as one of his decisions, or to go not play Division I football?
Well, I think the first thing that makes it special is just growing up in the state of Nebraska and seeing how much Nebraska football means to the state and what it represents to wear that helmet with the N on it. It's an unbelievable feeling. And, we've said throughout the show, I've been in the NFL for 9 years, and there wouldn't be anything I wouldn't give just to have one more chance to run out of that tunnel and playing Memorial Stadium. It's an unbelievable feeling, and I still get goosebumps watching those kids run out of the tunnel. The tunnel walk's an unbelievable experience, and I wish a lot of kids would have an opportunity to do that, and it's very special that he has an opportunity or a choice to make that decision.
Oh, so you'd have him, great. That's just great. You'd have him go to the university.
Scott's a seller. Hey, he is a St. Edward product. He's out of Genoa, and he is now making his living with the New Orleans Saints. Scott, we always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Yeah, that's what they updated his that's what they updated his page to.
Wow.
I didn't know that either. I think that's an update.
Perfect. After 9 years, you can update.
At least he didn't have to go to Osceola. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are going to talk to Riker Fife. Will it be UNK? Will it be UNL? He tells the world next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind. Working lighter, I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have Go to My PC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With Go to My PC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere. even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to My PC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Look for some sunshine to develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 46. Northwest winds will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. For tonight, skies stay clear to partly cloudy, the low of 16. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36. So baby, give me that. And
let me get that. Doug and Daddy Show. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Our poll question last week, who do you want to be in the Super Bowl? New England, San Francisco, 44%. New England Giants, 39%. Evidently not a lot of Baltimore fans out there. This week it's who will win the Super Bowl. So go to ESPNSuperstation.com to find out. And we are pleased, Tony, to have another first on the Doug and Daddy Show. In just a moment here, Riker Fife is going to join us from Grand Island. He's got a little time off from class to make probably the biggest decision of his life to this date outside of who he asked to prom. But this TNL Husker recruiting update is brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Safe, hassle-free, and reliable. Hydrostatically powered for continuous movement and even water distribution. Get decades of dependability and proven hydraulic technology that works. See your local TNL dealer or go to TLIRR.com to find out more.
Now, Riker Fife, quarterback for the Grand Island Islanders, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Riker, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Well, how's things at school today? Is it kind of crazy, or are you just kind of hiding out?
I'm kind of hiding out, but everybody's been asking me, wondering what I'm going to do, and I haven't said anything yet, so...
This could be the highest rated Doug and Daddy Show ever, even better than when we went to the Big Ten Conference or fired Bill Callahan. So there you go.
This might be over 50 listeners today, right? For Riker, hey Riker. First of all, before you make the decision, how difficult was the decision?
It was tough. I mean, between Nebraska and Kearney, and you know, Kearney was really loyal to me, and they've been recruiting me a lot longer, but. You know, it was a tough decision, and just came down to what I felt I wanted to do and was more comfortable with, and so I got my decision made.
Well, we've got a couple of questions for you, so before the beans get totally spilled here, Riker Fife, All-Stater out of Grand Island Senior High, an Islander. What is next? Are you going to be a Loper, or are you going to be a Cornhusker?
I want to be a Nebraska Cornhusker.
There it is.
Well,
Riker Fife has decided to declare and join the Nebraska football program. They have talked about how great this walk-on class is going to be, and I guess that's the first question I've got, Riker. I mean, there's so many things. And we just had Scott Shanley on, and I'm sure you heard him say, when you're a Nebraska boy, it's hard to fight not playing for the Huskers when they want you there, when they give you that opportunity. Is that the deciding factor here, because you're turning down money to go to UNK to take that chance to walk on at Nebraska, and that's got to be scary?
Yeah, it was. Like you said, it was just an opportunity that I felt I didn't want to pass up. And I've always wanted to play for the Huskers, and I feel like after Taylor leaves, I can compete for that quarterback job. And, you know, they really talked to me, like they want me to come, so I decided to commit.
Obviously, the selling points, you got to speak with a lot of the coaches. They said, obviously, you'd add a different passing dimension, your arm. Did they tell you flat out, coming to Nebraska, you would have the best arm on the team next year?
Yeah, they did say that. But like you said, they said that I'll bring a different dimension and type thing, that most of these guys are dual threat, and they kind of look at me as more of a pocket passer type guy. And I think that's something they said I bring different to the table. So, you know, I like that, and that's one of the reasons why I like Nebraska, too.
Got an email here from Tyson in Lincoln via Aurora. He says, bring it.
What is that?
Tyson Brockmeyer, of course, is going to be another local kid. How is your ties with him? Have you talked to him a whole lot?
Yeah, I just met him, actually, last Saturday. I really like him, and I know he walked on. He had a tough decision like me last year, and he said it's a great opportunity in Nebraska, and that I'm sure, and he said that we'd love to have you up here, and, you know, so I like that.
Okay, Riker, obviously UNK, you said they've been on your list. They've been recruiting you for a long time. When Russ Martin got the job at Mesa, that probably threw a little bit of a wrench into the UNK thing, did it not?
Yeah, just a little bit, just because, you know, I was really talking to him because he's more of the quarterback's coach, and I knew he was a great coach and offense coordinator, and then when I found he left, you know, I was kind of like, well, I don't know, and then Nebraska really started getting on me, and I decided, you know, that's what I wanted to do, and that's kind of how it unfolded.
Riker Fife is with us for just another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Just moments ago, he told the world that the University of Nebraska is where he is going to attend college. Some kids can kind of fake this. Some kids are real honest about it, and I think a lot of kids that have numerous Division I offers can put the education part in there as well. Do you know what you want to major in? Does that work out for you in Lincoln, or have you made that decision yet?
I haven't decided what I want to do for my education yet.
Tony keeps looking at me, Riker, and goes, I can't believe he didn't have more offers. I can't believe he didn't have more opportunities besides Nebraska. And then all the D2 schools and all that. Were there other schools that at least showed a little interest in you, or was it really just these two the whole time?
Well, like schools like South Dakota, South Dakota State, North Dakota State, and Ohio a little bit, they showed interest, but never talked about scholarship-wise or anything like that. So, and then Carney gave me a scholarship, and I was pretty sure about that school. And, you know, Nebraska came at the last minute, and, you know, with Martin leaving, so I decided to go commit to Nebraska. So,
saying no to those guys in Lincoln is pretty tough, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tough.
Well, Riker, we appreciate you making your decision here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Buddy, we're going to cheer for you. We were going to cheer for you either way. You know, obviously last night when you told me, I said, it's your decision. I'm not the one that has to go to football practice for 5 years, have to lift weights at 6 o'clock in the morning and do what it takes to do to get on the field down there. I'm sure you'll take care of business. Buddy, we wish you the best of luck. We've enjoyed following you all fall. We're going to continue to follow you basketball at Grand Island. And best of luck next fall at Nebraska.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Riker. Riker Fife. He is the next Nebraska Cornhusker. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN. Tony, God, Lord, my goodness. Now, I realize UNK has come a long way, but just think back when you were in school. If you had a chance to play at Nebraska in anything,
yeah,
how hard would that be to turn it down? It'd be a lot nicer if they threw some money your way, and that could happen. But especially if you're at the quarterback position, you might see it a little quicker than other spots, but he's going to have to battle three or four other guys, and you never know how many more they're going to bring in. I think the one thing that's out there, and we've seen it before, is if it doesn't happen to work out for any athlete at the Division I level, they have a lot of opportunities. It seems like it's a lot tougher to go the other. You're not going to go to UNK and then, man, I think I'm going to go to Lincoln next year. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. So I know his father, Monty, the family is very jacked up. He's had a great year. He's had a great high school career. And hopefully he gets a chance. Here's what I want to say. I hope he gets a chance. Because it seems to me, as much as take our media part away, as much as we've grown up and loved Nebraska football, they don't get much of a chance at that position, especially if they're in Nebraska, because there haven't been that many special. I mean, there's been very few special like Jeff Quinn.
Or
Gadowski. I mean, Matt Turman got a chance.
Monte Cristo got a chance.
He got a chance, but
they sniffed
tough.
It.
That's tough. I mean, you think if you're a kid like Riker, he's probably going to get a chance to see a lot of starting time at a lesser school, a non-Division I school. By that, I mean a 1A, a Division II, whether it's UNK or anybody else. And you're going to have to work your tail off just to hopefully someday get some snaps and possibly start.
You know, it's well documented. I said on here the day after we did the football game with Grand Island Kearney, I said Riker Fife's the best high school quarterback. I didn't see Eric Crouch play in high school. I mean, there's other kids you can throw out there. I saw Bronson Marsh play on TV. I mean, there's other people. Riker Fife, the night we saw him in person, I thought was the best high school quarterback I'd ever saw. I could not believe he was not getting. He's 6'4", 190 pounds. After a redshirt year, you've got to think they can make him 215, 220, 225. I thought it was a great opportunity for a lot of colleges out there. The scholarship offers didn't come. He's going to be a Husker. Good for him.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Tim from Kearney.
Hey, Tim, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. You guys kind of answered the question I was going to ask, but I'll ask anyway. You know, do you think the kid has a chance? You know, if he can put on that weight? I mean, I've heard some people say he runs the same kind of offense as Scott Frost did. Is that true?
He didn't have the ball as much as Scott Frost did. His option and throwing style would be, I guess, in the ballpark. Scott Frost was basically, he kept the ball all the time. He was 95% of the offense over at Wood River. And again, will he get a chance? I'm sure they're going to redshirt him right away. You do have Tommy Armstrong coming in. What do you do with, our Breon Carnes, is he going to stay? Kellogg, he'll be gone by the time that there's anything there. You do have Brockmeyer, which they say they really liked Tyson until he got hurt, that he's they were shocked at how much potential he had, I think. And I think that's what this is going to come down to.
Well, it all comes down to the quarterback. So, it's good to have plenty of people to bring in there and see what they can do. You know, competition drives you to be better.
Well, we need competition, but I hate to see five guys in there and only one guy play, too. That's you got to have competition, but at the quarterback spot, it's not like you rotate. And, Tim, hey, thanks for the call. We sure appreciate it. Daddy, it's not like a lineman.
No.
It's not like a corner where they can rotate you in. You're one quarterback, and you're playing.
Doug, I go back to the, if at the quarterback position, and maybe the only position that is this way, when they bring these four- and five-star guys, when they bring Tommy Armstrong in from Texas, and you bust your ass down there and do everything possible that you can do you still find yourself behind Harrison Beck because Harrison Beck's got four stars behind him?
You've got to prove yourself. And you've got to have a chance to prove yourself, because when it comes, you got to do it in spring. Because in fall, you're not running with the ones. Your scout team, it's hard. It is definitely hard.
That's what I fear. Will he be the All-American scout team quarterback? And I talked to his dad, and we talked about that. Yeah, will he get an opportunity? I think with his arm, he's got an exceptional arm. He's a very, very driven young man, I think. He's a very, very competitive young man.
And I think he can still mature physically, which is a plus. He has definitely not reached his potential. Also, overnight, Leroy Alexander, who the website's list is an athlete, but he's a running back and a corner. He has given his commitment out of Toledo, Ohio, to the University of Nebraska.
Jeremy is fired into the Dem Popper inbox. Can always go back to UNK, can he? I think that's a viable option, and I would hope and think, without talking to Daryl Morris.
Let's not talk about that now, though.
Let's not talk about that now. Down the road, if something wouldn't work out, I'm sure UNK would welcome with open arms.
It's just the facts. I mean, it's just the facts. It's the cold, hard reality that if it doesn't, I mean, being the quarterback at Nebraska, they still are a top 25 program, people. There's very few people that can do that, and hopefully Riker is one of those people that has the special talent that can do that. Tay Bender's going down to Kansas State, so there's a couple of Division I quarterbacks out of Nebraska this fall. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more to chat about when we return.
Hi, it's the Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Follow Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, Hastings High, Adams Central, and St. Cecilia. Plus, we bring you the Lou Platte and Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournaments, district and state wrestling, and live coverage of sub-district and state basketball tournament action. The winter sports season begins to wind down, and we've got it covered for you right here on ESPN and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Look for some sunshine to develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 46. Northwest winds will stay breezy at times around 10 to 15. For tonight, skies stay clear to partly cloudy, the low of 16. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 36.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
That's pretty gay.
He said, son,
we got to keep Jeff on his toes here.
They had a good build-up, though.
We can't make him think that everything's awesome.
Good effort, though. Who is that?
It wasn't Steven Tyler.
It's My Chemical Romance.
Why is everybody all over him and his national anthem?
That's how Steven Tyler sings, isn't it?
Did you want all of Aerosmith rocking out to the national anthem? Just a little crazy there, so... There you go. It's all right there. But no matter what, when you're sitting back enjoying the Super Bowl, do it in comfort, whether your team's in it or not, with a new recliner from Bruce Furniture. Maybe you get a new couch, new love seat. Maybe you like laying in bed like the big fella here and watching your favorite television programs. A new Serta mattress is there for you at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Remember, they bring in the new furniture. They'll take out the old. They'll move it. Take it wherever you want. Maybe you're taking it to the kids' apartment. Maybe you're taking it to the dump. Maybe you're taking it to the auction. Maybe you've got somebody, some charity you want to give it to. They'll do that for you all free of charge. It's what they do for you. Just right service at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Oh, man.
Syracuse got beat down on Saturday night
by Notre Dame, and Irish Ken hasn't even fired off an email yet.
Yeah, what's the deal, Irish Ken?
That's pretty funny. Penn State will have the, Joe Paterno will have his memorial on Wednesday. The first public viewing Tuesday, a 10-hour session on the Penn State campus. Another viewing will take place 4 hours Wednesday starting at 8 a.m. The private funeral will be at 2 p.m., and then a memorial service will be at the basketball arena at Jordan Center on Thursday at 2.
On Saturday night about 9 o'clock, the Onward State, the student newspaper, reported that he died.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, and then it was basically an internet ring. For this poor Devin Edwards, who's a managing editor, he based this tweet, what turned out to be an email hoax. You know, you got a kid doing a, you know, think he's doing the right thing. And he said, never in a million years would I have thought the Onward State might be cited by the national media. Today, I sincerely wish it never had been. He resigning, and it's one of those things that the social media, you get caught up in, you believe the wrong thing without confirming somewhere else, and it's, you got a kid. I hate to see a college kid like that. Yeah, it's a tough lesson to learn, but to resign and have his career ended because of that, I mean, it's just a bad deal. The guy dies 8 hours later. It was obviously not in good shape at the time.
Nebraska, man, they should not play Ohio State anymore because they're not very good against Ohio State. The Nebraska women, they beat Minnesota. Both teams play Iowa on Thursday. The women at home, the men on the road.
You know what the point spread was Saturday?
11.
12.5, I think 13 at game time. It's what my people told me. Whatever. Right around there.
Sure, people.
Don't they tell you? If you love Nebraska, you know, Indiana, we have no chance. They beat Indiana. All of a sudden, I don't know, maybe they got a chance. Now, if the point spread would have been 4 again, they would have had a chance. No, it was 11. They had no chance.
One team that is scoring very well lately, UNK men. They're averaging 86 points a game during their current 5-game winning streak, and they had good competition this weekend. I mentioned that last week. In the last 3 games, you got Chris Deans tearing it up. UNK has won 5 in a row. The women split their games over the weekend, and the teams will play at Colorado Christian and Colorado Mines this weekend. Nationally ranked Briarcliff came in and swept Hastings on Saturday. They are off until this Saturday when they play at Northwestern. High school conference basketball tournaments, a handful this week, a ton next week. Tonight, the Centennial Conference opening round. Central Catholic boys go all the way to Council Bluffs to take on Council Bluffs St. Albert. If the winner of that gets St. Cecilia tomorrow. And the Grand Island Central Catholic girls are hosting Boys Town tonight at 6. The winner goes to Omaha to play Concordia tomorrow. I know who Concordia would like to see after Central Catholic keeps beating them up in the volleyball tournament. Southwest Conference boys, Minden's the number one seed. They get a bye, so Ogallala's at Cozad, Broken Bow's at Gothenburg, and Ainsworth is at Valentine. And the girls' second round of the Republican Plains Conference is huge, huge 14-team conference with the East and the West. In the East, Southern Valley plays Arapahoe, followed by Alma and Southwest. That doubleheader at Cambridge gets underway tonight at 6. The boys will play tomorrow. Bertrand beat Cambridge. Did you want to say anything about that, Bertrand?
No, but I do want to say something about Southern Valley, who's rated, playing very, very good basketball. It hasn't been all that long ago. That's a team that couldn't score till halftime. Didn't score. 0 points for Central Catholic. Got beat like St. Cecilia. Got beat 81-7 or something. You know what? Much, much improved basketball team down there. Great job, fellas. Congratulations so far on a wonderful, wonderful season. Keep it going. I mean, just one of those programs that took a dive, and now it's coming back up. Douglas, also.
And that's who Bertrand plays tomorrow, 6 o'clock at Cambridge.
You know, Bertrand took him to overtime, I believe, one time this year. And Bertrand hasn't been playing all that well as of late. Southern Valley should roll in that one. But a coach from Southern Valley, I know you mentioned this on your sportscast last week, Mark Etzel Miller,
yeah,
passed away at age 54. He's a Minden, grew up in Minden. Coached it. I remember playing in high school.
I believe he was a Loper, played on some of those great teams.
Okay, coming when I was in high school, yeah. I would have been a junior when he coached at Ogallala. They knocked off Wahoo and ended the run. And it was a sold-out Devaney Center. I mean, it was a rocking environment on a Friday night in Lincoln at state basketball tournament. One of the great, great high school environments of all time. Guy's 54 years old, complication with diabetes. Just a sad deal. He was a good man, coached at Southern Valley after Hastings. Coached a lot of people know Mark from the area. It's a sad deal.
Wins, and yeah, we lose one. We lose one there, and he was coaching Hastings when his boy got to play. And
boy went on to heck of a career at Hastings.
But the highlight, obviously, was the snapping the Wahoo streak.
Chad Spady.
Out at Ogallala.
Chad Spady was on that team. I wish I could remember other players from that team. I will effort that. And if somebody knows those players that were on that Ogallala team, great group of guys. Great team, too. Well, obviously, the knockoff Wahoo.
If you want to talk more about it, we can get Mark Baldwin, the voice of the Ogallala Indians back in the day. I'm sure he could fill us in on all of that, and he's probably listening today. And if he's not, then I'm going to spank him. So I don't even know what that was, spank and smack. So that there's a new word, spank him. Wrestling, Nebraska wins twice over the weekend, and it was a pretty good weekend for area teams. The Islanders go out to Grand Island, and they've lost a couple kids due to disciplinary things.
They go out to Grand Island?
They go out to Grand Island, goes out to Colorado, okay, and wins the top of the Rockies tournament.
Huge tournament.
That's a big tournament. Congratulations there. Also, Kearney High wins the Higgins invite over at Lexington, which is always strong. And Lou Platt Conference Tournament was this weekend.
Cover
that live over on Classic Hits 98.9. There's 10 teams in there. For the first time that I can ever remember, all 10 teams had somebody wrestle in the finals.
Cool.
Which means some programs that are starting to come back to life a little bit. But the team that edged out Adams Central, and Adams Central was banged up, and there's no way to sugarcoat that. It's too bad because they had Christian Berry, a state champion, still trying to recover from a concussion, probably wins, and they lost by 6.5 points. Well, he's going to get you more than that. But the Ord Chanticleers are your conference champions, so congratulations there.
Was it emotional on air when they announced that, or were you okay?
It's the year of the trampy, by the way. State cross country coach, champion.
Little rascal.
Champion, goes down to Houston, wins the older than we are division nationally. So there you go. Brackets are out for the Lou Platt and for the Fort Kearney Conference tournaments, the Twin Valley Conference tournaments, and check those out. Those are all next week. Congratulations, Shelton boys and girls, both number one. Overton boys and Loomis girls, number one in the FKC. And in the Lou Platt, you've got the Centura girls and the Ravenna boys are your number one seeds. And we will have complete coverage of the Fort Kearney, Lou Platt, and maybe even a little Twin Valley on our network of stations. So there you go. Anything else, big fella?
I can't believe it's already conference tournament times where this basketball stuff's getting going.
All right. We want to thank Riker Fife for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. The All-Stater out of Grand Island made his commitment on our show today to the University of Nebraska. He will walk on as a Cornhusker with a really good walk-on class right now. And you know, we probably should have asked him, Sam Foltz is going too. How much did that make an impact? Mm-hmm. But we had three or four others that we wanted to get to, and we'll talk to him about that sometime. And also, Scott Shanley, former Husker member of the New Orleans Saints, and his take on the NFL playoffs.
Folks, a lot of sports to get to, including more Super Bowl talk the next 2 weeks right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy on ESPN, the radio superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.